College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:07, and instead of being in the downtown Minneapolis studio, I am at my home studio in Cottage Grove. Why? Because portions of 94 are shut down. Okay? And with all this amazing technology we have, there is no sense in me stressing myself out, taking all these detours, sitting in that Saturday traffic, when I can instead go shopping at Target. That's what I did with the extra time that I would have had I not gone to work. So since I didn't go to work, I had a little extra time. So I did 2 hours of mindless shopping. That never happens. I feel recharged. I feel refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. Y'all keep the spa. Keep the massages. Keep the gym. Going shopping with no list. Just up and down the aisle. Looking at stuff and picking it up. That did it for me today. And you know what's going to do it for you? These next 3 hours of the Shaletta Show, we have some amazing guests lined up. There is so much going on in our country. We're going to get to the serious topics in just a moment. But first, we got to have a Saturday celebration because I won an award, and not just any award. Okay, because I've won awards before, you know, But this one is extra special and so prestigious that when I told some of my collaborators and colleagues that I had won it, they were like, please don't act a fool. Please. No, you have to be dignified. This is a very dignified award. And so I was like, I don't know if I know how to do that. So I asked JJ Murray. He is the executive director of the Upper Midwest Emmys. And I asked him to come on the show so that I could apologize ahead of time, JJ, because apparently winning the Board of Governors Award is very special, and I need to be dignified, and I've never taken the dignification class, so I don't know how I'm going to behave at the ceremony next month.
Oh, Shaletta, we just want you to be yourself.
That's what I told them. And they were like, oh, no, you got to be dignified. And I was like, I don't want to be dignified. I want to be me. And they were like, no, you have to be dignified. You can't be going in there cutting up and showing out. And so I was like, you know what? Let me have JJ Murray on my show so that I could publicly apologize to him. It's on record because I plan on just being plain on me when I come to the event next month.
We wouldn't expect anything else. We are so excited to honor you this year, and it's your night, and you make it as fun as you want.
Well, thank you so much. Now, you have got to explain to people what this special designation, this Board of Governors Award is, because some folks think Tim Walz then gave me something. They were like, oh, Tim Walz gave you an award? I said, no, it's the Board of Governors for the Upper Midwest Emmys chapter. And so I've been explaining it to people, but I wanted to come straight from you since you're the executive director. Now, I got the award for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, so you got to back the train all the way up and explain what the award is and why I won.
Well, the Board of Governors Award is decided amongst just our Board of Governors. And our Board of Governors represent video media professionals in our 5-state region, which is Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Iowa, and Western Wisconsin. And each year we're looking for a project that just helps people. Something, it's a mission. It's something that you use the power of media to do good. And that's what makes this award so special, because it's not an award about a video that you produced. It is about a project and a mission and a goal that someone sets to help someone else or help our communities be better. And that's what makes this award so special, is because it's about a mission more than a video. And what you did with Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol is something we'd never seen before. It was unique, and you did it by yourself. You did it with you and your people that you know, that you banded together. It wasn't some big corporate thing where somebody said, we're going to give you a big sponsorship so you can do something. This is something you did on your own. And that's what makes it so beautiful.
And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, it all started because I was on a panel with Comcast and small business owners when they gave away the Comcast Rise grant to Twin Cities businesses shortly after, you know, everything opened back up from COVID. And Steve Groves was with Deed at the time, and I was moderating this panel, and he said, you know, the government's going to have $17 billion in surplus, and so you should all call your legislators and tell them that they can help small businesses with that money. And I was like, dude, we're not calling nobody. You just said $17 billion with a B to a room full of black people. We going up there. Like, we are literally going to all go up there. And he was like, well, how are you going to do that? I said, I'm going to plan a day at the Capitol. And he was like, ha-ha, Shaletta, that's so funny. And so 2 weeks later, we had Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. I literally called every person that I knew, sent emails, and said, listen, we coming to the Capitol. And we're going to talk to these legislators because they got $17 billion, and we need that money to keep our businesses going. And, you know, people didn't know what to expect. You know, the legislators initially wouldn't talk to us. They didn't know if we were protesting or we were leading with light and love. So they didn't want to have anything to do with us initially. And bless her heart, Carrie Dietzick set up an appointment with Governor Walz. And she pulled a rope-a-dope on him, JJ. When she got to his office, she said, hey, you and I are going to go over to this thing Shaletta's having. And she literally walked him over to the rotunda, and he spoke at the event. And when everybody saw him speaking, that's when all the other legislators came out and were like, oh, well, this is a friendly crowd. Well, let's see what's going on. And then, you know, people were looking for their legislators. Like, we made sure to give them the information they needed to talk to their legislator. And so when they were going up there, they were like, listen, I vote. These are my tax dollars. This is my house. And I want to see my legislator. If he's not or she's not here today and unavailable, put me on their calendar. And so once they saw the dynamic and what was going on, everything shifted. And I really have Carrie Dietzick to thank for that, because had she not tricked Governor Walz into, because that's basically what it was, had she not tricked him to come over to the Capitol Rotunda and speak at that event, I don't know if any legislators would have made themselves available to us. And we had the first event was 300 people. The second was 500 people.
See, Shaletta, that's what makes you so beautiful, is you get things done. And I think you are the hardest working person in broadcasting media. You are such a go-getter. I enjoy listening to you. I actually listen to you on my lunch breaks on Saturdays when I'm doing other work. And you're just a beautiful person, beautiful human being. And we are just so blessed to be able to give you this honor in October.
Well, I want you to stick around. Hold on for just a second, because we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm not the only one being honored that night. There are dozens of awards that are going to be given out. There's a lot of nominees I want to talk about, and a trend that I see that I'm so proud of. We're talking to J.J. Murray, the executive director of the Upper Midwest Emmys, right here on The Shaletta Show. Oh, yeah, baby. It is 1220 on The Shaletta Show. And on October 19th, we will be celebrating at the Mystic Lake Event Center, because that is the night that the Upper Midwest Emmy celebration will be taking place, the 25th annual awards event. I've got J.J. Murray, the executive director, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. And J.J., I'm not the only one getting an award last night. How many categories do you all have for this year's event? Oh my gosh, there's sports excellence, community service, newscast daytime. So many different categories are here, and so many of our beloved local broadcasters, Boyd Hooper and so many others I could name, you know, are up for the honors.
We have 93 categories, and as you mentioned, we have a variety of obviously a variety of having, you know, 93 categories, but news has its own section for newscasts and the way they do news things and news specials and continuing coverage. But we also have categories for those that create what we call short form or long form content. And the reason we call it content is it doesn't have to just be on TV. Entries eligible are from traditional broadcast, cable, community access, educational access, independent producers, commercial houses. It's just anyone who creates video that's intended for an audience in our region. So then we have those programming categories. Then, of course, we have sports categories and the commercials and PSAs and branded content. Then we have a selection of what we call craft categories. And these are your writers, your photographers, your editors, graphic artists, talent. So that is kind of the variety of categories that we offer.
And, you know, I really appreciate it. Talk to me about the evolution, because typically when you think Image, you think the TV news outlets. You think Boyd Hooper. You think Jana Shortle. You think, you know, the news directors over at KSTP, you know, for News Director of the Year. All these things. You don't necessarily think Georgia Fort. You don't necessarily think ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, but you all have evolved to, you know, bring in those non-traditional media outlets to be a part of, you know, October 19th and getting the opportunity to be honored for the content that we create.
We do, and it was a evolution that, you know, really predates me. But I've been the executive director for 15 years, and we noticed that, you know, back then, with the advent of cable and streaming, we saw streaming coming, and then YouTube, and it's like, it's all video, and mm-hmm. we should include them. So we made the conscious effort to make sure to get the message out, because before, the programming categories were really your public television stations. And there's so much more of that. There's independent producers out there creating great documentaries. We have 50 entries this year from companies or individuals who have never submitted before. And part of that is they just didn't know they were eligible. So we really started doing Emmy on the Road workshops and visiting the different regions and just getting the word out that, hey, if you produce video content that you make public for people in our area, you can submit in our awards.
And, you know, it is really so inclusive. A lot of times, you know, we're on the outside looking in thinking, well, you know, I did some video that was better than that, or, you know, my stream got, you know, 900,000 hits, and, you know, that's more than, you know, Care 11 gets, you know, eyes and ears on their broadcast every day. You know, and so you have to look at that. I mean, I think about, you know, an interview I did recently with NBC, and it got 900,000 downloads online. You know, it never made it to the newscast. It was never televised. But where people are consuming their news and information has changed so drastically just in the past 15 years since you've been the executive director, right?
Absolutely. And nowadays, more people are consuming video content on their phones or their computers more than their television sets. In fact, a lot of times they just hook up their computer to their television set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, scroll through YouTube or whatnot, and the video content is out there. It's everywhere from the gas pump, you know, when you're filling up your vehicle, you seeing commercials or whatnot on the gas pump, to the videos that they're creating for the scoreboards and the games. You know, the Vikings submit entries every year. But, you know, other places like in Iowa, they have independent companies that do the stuff for the universities. And it's just great to be able to reach out to anyone who produces video and let them know there's an opportunity to be recognized. And if you like, I can quickly explain how entries are actually judged. Would you like to hear that?
I would love to hear that, because I'm trying to figure out, how that process works, because, you know, I looked at all the nominees and I'm like, okay, so I saw that and that made it and that. So explain to me how this all works.
So you all submit your entries. Mm-hmm. And then what we do is we trade with other chapters. We judge their entries. They judge ours. So the people judging your entries don't live here. They may live in Washington, D.C., or Atlanta, or Dallas, or San Francisco, or Idaho, or Montana. But they judge your entries, and they judge them on three criteria: content, creativity, and execution. So the content is, are you telling a good story? Is there a good statement? Is there good writing? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The creativity is, what are they doing creatively with the writing, with the photography, with the lighting, with the audio? You know, what are they doing to really, you know, amp things up? And then execution is, how clean is the project? You know, are there any bad video, bad audio, bad editing, you know, things like that? And so they tally the scores from each of those categories, and when we get the numbers back, we don't know what the entries are. They're just numbers, and we're looking at percentages, if you will. Mm. So think of it as like school. Those that get an A get an award. Those that get Bs and high Cs get nominated. Those that don't make that threshold don't receive any recognition. And what's unique about our regional Emmys is it's not a horse race. It's not who gets the highest score wins. Because let's say you have two entries and one scores a 95% and one scores a 94%. Well, our judges clearly thought both of those were excellent. So mm-hmm. we will give two awards.
So that can be a tie.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't even have to be an exact tie, because we're honoring excellence. So there may be one award, there may be more than one award, or there may be no awards. And I think this year we had two categories where the entries, the judges just didn't think they were even nomination worthy. So we don't present an award because, you know, let's say a kid gets a, you know, a 55% in class. Should they get an award for a 55% project?
No.
Probably
no, they should not. No, they should not.
So,
no, they
so should we not. Are honoring excellence. And, you know, the things that we do not take into account are ratings, views, or impressions. None of that makes a difference. In our awards, because we're video television awards, we are looking at the video project itself and the content, the creativity, and the execution of the project. So it could have, you know, an independent contractor who may only have 50 views versus someone who has 900,000 views. But
that is good to know, because I didn't know if that would factor into it. And I didn't know that you all sent these out so that the people who are watching don't know one of us from the other. They may have never heard of a Boyd Hooper or a Jana Shortle or a Brandi Powell or an Alexis Rogers. They're just looking at the video, the content, and, you know, judging based solely on, you know, what they receive, and not having that, you know, and it may not even be an intended bias, you know,
correct,
knowing the person who is on the screen. Okay. Now I'm going to have to keep you for another segment, because this is, I got some very serious question I need to ask you, and I want you to answer me. And it's all about the diversity of the folks who are nominated and who will be in the room on October 19th. We're going to continue our conversation with JJ Murray when we come back. It's 12:36 and 63 degrees outside right now. And of course, you knew I was going to start out the Shaletta Show talking about my big award. I was selected to receive the Board of Governors Award from the Upper Midwest Emmys. The award. Thank you. Thank you. I'm bowing and saluting. The award ceremony is on October 18th. My mama's coming up from Houston. My pastor's coming. My sisters are coming. We're going to get the kids all shined up. Sean and I going to sit there like we still married, and we're going to have a good time that night. Now, I've been worrying the hell out of poor J.J. Murray. He is the executive director. This is my first time nominating myself at the Emmys. But J.J., I just have to tell you this story real quick. So the year was 2007, okay? And I was nominated for an Emmy for my website. It was at the time just Shaletta.com, right? And me and my partner, Justin Pawhowski, we had $200 in the bank. Just enough money to pay the entry fee. But I didn't have enough money to buy a ticket to get into the event, right? So here's what I did. I got dressed up and I sat outside the venue. Like, we didn't eat. Me and Sean were married. We didn't eat. Justin didn't eat. Justin and his wife, Susie, you know, we were young couples. We had no money. And so we sat outside the venue waiting just in case we won. And so, JJ, when they called my name to get in the venue, my friend Beth Jett gave me her name tag, and I walked up and got my award and said my speech with Beth Jett's name on my dress. And I just think it is amazing that here, fast forward to 2024, I got a whole production company. God has been blessing me, you know, with this business as well as financially. And now I'm buying tickets left and right, and we're going to ball out and get us some hotel rooms. And, you know, I was praying the other day and thanking God for blessing me with this honor. And he reminded me about this situation in 2007 when I couldn't even afford to get a ticket. And my friend Beth had to let me borrow her name. So, you know, I call Beth and I'm gonna fly Beth in, and me and Beth gonna be at the award ceremony together. Hello, hello, hello.
That's great. And Justin, I'm glad you gave a little kudos to Justin, because he later joined our board, and he was a big part of that push to find the independent producers, because back then it really was just people starting their own websites and putting video on websites. Mm-hmm. And now look what he started with his life and career. I mean, what an amazing person, and thanks for giving him a shout out.
Yeah, and, you know, he introduced me to the Emmys, and so it was amazing that, you know, to be in a room with all those people and to be back there all these years later, it's going to be so much fun. But, you know, I have to tell you, I remember when I was there in 2007, I didn't see a lot of people who looked like me in the room. But this year, I'm looking at CeCe Gaines and Georgia Fort and Alexis Rogers. And I have to tell you, and Brandi Powell, and when these nominations were coming out, all these beautiful black women, we were calling each other and saying, congratulations, congratulations to you too. In one of the categories, Georgia Fort and I are going up against each other. Here's two African-American women with our own production companies, and we're nominated at the Emmys, going up against the Carol Evans and the Fox Nines and the Channel Fours, and having just as much of an opportunity to win as they do. Has it ever been like this, where you have so many black women, because that's what I was looking at, you know, who are out there doing it and being nominated and actually winning?
The numbers keep growing each year. And that is really based because of people choosing to come and work in this wonderful region, you know. And I applaud the companies that are hiring more people of color or people of LGBTQ, because, I mean, we have everybody in the room. We'll have Christians in the room and Muslims and Jews, and we'll have, you know, racial diversity, and even in our show hosts and everything. And then it's really because more people are working here now, and it's the quality of their work. It's not the color of their skin, but given the opportunities in a great area, they can produce great work. And you and Georgia both moved here and just started to take control and do your thing. And it's just awesome to see.
You know, I tell people all the time, social media and the internet are a great equalizer. And you know this as well as I do, because you've been in this business a long time. You know, there was just the big three. And if you didn't work at one of those TV stations and you wanted to work in TV, you either had to move or start selling insurance. And now you don't have to work for anybody. You know, I even tell my young daughter, I say, listen, if you want to go work for somebody, that's fantastic. You go and you work for them and you do a good job. But just know that you can be creative and work for yourself. And just George's daughter seeing her and my daughter seeing me and so many people looking up to Alexis and Cece and Brandy, it really is giving the next generation of black female broadcasters an opportunity to have options where you don't have to wait for ESPN or, you know, Fox 9 or KSTP to call you back. You can go out and create your own content and be just as, if not more, successful. I never made this much money working at Channel 5 or WCCO or My Talk. I'm making money on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That's my own company. And it's just amazing that I can be a light and an example for other women who want to step out there and do their own thing.
Well, more and more people are doing exactly what you did. They cut their teeth working for a company. And they work there for, you know, a few years, but then they just decide to go out on their own. And some of them will join another smaller company, commercial production company, or some will just do what you did and just did your own thing. But that's what's happening more and more, is people are getting the experience working at the companies, but then they want more of a life with their family, and it may be easier to be able to produce content in another world.
And, you know, you are, when you have that diversity in these awards and people who look like me and Georgia and Alexis and Brandy, you know, get on social media and start talking about the fact that we won this, it just offers so much hope, and it offers another thing that folks are going to put on their bingo cards. Because I'm telling you, the last Emmy I won was in 2007. It's sitting right here in my house. I didn't think about nominating any of the work that I did, you know, for the Emmys, because I didn't even realize that I could as an independent, you know, broadcaster until I saw Georgia Fort win last year. I said, well, hell, if Georgia can win, me too. And that's when we, you know, put some nominations together and start submitting our work.
Well, and I applaud you for what you do, and you are an amazing professional. I can't imagine what it's like to be in your head. You are like, go, 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 go.
You know what? I tell you, God gives me the grace. Somebody was asking me yesterday, I know you're tired. I was like, I'm not tired. I wake up and God just blesses me with so many creative ideas, which is why I'm nominated in one category twice. Hello. The only competition I got is me. I was talking to one of my collaborators, Kevin Berger, and she was like, there's got to be a way for you to nominate some of these almanacs that you've done. And I said, well, you know, I don't think so, Kevin. She was like, yeah, I believe that there's got to be a category. So we went through all the categories and we found one. What is it, like entertainment content up to 15 minutes? Is that the title?
Yep.
And so we nominated the Almanac Show. So we put them all together and we were selected. But the thing is I told Kevin, I said, you know what was really funny? The funniest thing that I did all during that voting period, I said, was when I taught Janice Shortle how to say bring your ass on Care 11. I said, now that was funny. That got more clicks and more hits and more laughs than anything I had ever done. And she said, well, go ahead and nominate it. And so both things, my almanacs on Friday nights that I do on TPT, as well as me teaching Janice Shortle how to say bring your ass, are both nominated for that entertainment short form content. So I mean, I could potentially that night have five trophies if I tie with myself. If I tie myself, if I get two, I could tie with myself and get two awards and what kind of. So I'm gonna bring a wagon. You know, I got my babies are big now, but I still got them wagons. So when I come to the award ceremony, I'm gonna tell you how I'm rolling in there. I'm gonna have my face on the back of my jacket, and we gotta find out who the first Black woman to win the Upper Midwest Emmy was, because I'm gonna get that woman's face on a T-shirt. I'm going to have on some black leather pants like Eddie Murphy and some boots with some chains on them. And then I'm going to have my wagon. Okay. I'm going to have my wagon because when I win those five awards, because I'm guessing I'm going to tie with myself. How can I beat me? They're going to have to give me two awards in the category. I can't beat me. Right. So that means five awards. So I'm going to have my kid baby wagon, the little stroller. I'm going to bring my baby wagon and I'm going to just be dumping. You know, when I get my awards, I'm going to put them in the wagon. So I'm going to ride around. I'm going to walk around all night with all my awards in the baby wagon. So that's how I'm going to set it off. I'm telling you now so you won't be surprised. I can't be dignified. I thought about it. It's just not who I am. I got to show up as me, and I'm just going to apologize ahead of time.
Well, and I hope you have a wonderful time, because it is great to throw a party like this and honor people for excellence. And it's unique because 90% of the audience isn't going to win anything. And
yes.
It's kind of hard to, you know, you have this big celebration, but then there's always disappointment when people don't get the Emmy. And, you know, it's an up and down evening.
Yeah. And but you know what? Just, you know, that's something that you can always say. I'm an Emmy nominated, whatever, or, you know, Emmy award winning. So that either way it goes, you know, you are still winning, because some of these categories had 50 or so nominations. And if you are in the top three or four or five, you know, that really does mean something. I'm saying that now, but let me not win and see, don't I turn it out?
Well, we did have one category this year that had 30 entries.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, and maybe six got nominated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is, and you know, some people are like, oh, I just have only been nominated. Still, you're nominated. Mm-hmm. And that is an honor in and of itself.
Yeah.
And,
yes, it is.
You know, so I hope people, everybody just takes away from the evening that it's a wonderful event, and we got to recognize people, we got to talk to other people and get our pictures taken and eat some good food and just have a big party.
Yes, it's gonna be fun, and I thank you for having fun with me on the radio. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, you all stick around, we've got more to come. It is 12:53. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so excited to have you joining me today. I will be here until 3 o'clock. I've got so many amazing guests coming on the show today. One that I'm so looking forward to talking to is Dr. Quint Lester. They call him the fun dentist. His tagline is "No fear, only fun." He is opening up a new dental practice in Maplewood. He's an African-American dentist, young man, four beautiful children, three daughters and a son. His wife is amazing. They're members of my church. And, you know, we were talking to them and we've been to their house, and, you know, he just casually drops on me. I'll be opening a new dental practice. I'm trying to, you know, erase the racial barriers that prevent, you know, people in communities of color or who don't have insurance to go to the dentist. And I was like, you a dentist? We should be calling you doctor. This is what I don't understand. You let me get any kind of doctorate. I don't care if it's honorary. You calling me Dr. Shaletta. Okay. So this man is a dentist, and he's letting us call him Quint. No, brother, you are Dr. Lester. I don't care if it's a doctorate of education. If you got that much education, if you have taken the time, if you have dedicated yourself and got that much additional college schooling, and you get a doctorate of any kind, you should be. Let me get even an honorary doctorate. Y'all gonna be sick of me. I'm going to require you to call me Dr. Shaletta. every one of my shirts is going to say Dr. Shaletta. I might put Dr. Shaletta on the side of the 9-seater minivan. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty for y'all if I get a doctorate. So I don't know what university is listening, but if anybody out there wants to really stick it to Jason DeRusha and Chad Hartman and Adam Carter, if you don't like those guys and you really want to get on their last nerve, please give me an honorary doctorate degree. I promise you, I will not disappoint. I will walk through the halls of WCCO Radio and say, is there a doctor in the house? I will play all the Dr. Dre music on all the speakers throughout the building. They will be so tired of me that everybody will be working remotely from home. Okay, I probably will be the only one in the building. Don't give me no honorary doctorate. Please don't. Not unless you want to stick it to Jason, Chad, Adam, Dan Cook too, because sometimes he be tripping. If that's, you know, one of your goals on your bingo card for 20 and 24, that's what you need to do. And, you know, I love the fact that people who are listening to the show are also on social media. You know, before Josh came to produce for me, I was my own producer. I was producing and hosting and doing social media in real time, covering breaking news, updating the website. You know, a sister got gifts. And so now that Josh is here, I can scroll through social media and see what everybody's talking about. And Brian McDaniel is at Huntington Bank Stadium, and his tagline says, Shaletta Brundage is everywhere. I don't know if y'all have seen this, but I won an award. I won a contest. So National American Banking Company, they partner with Gopher Sports and Learfield, and they pick a small business that's doing good community work, and they give them a $20,000 marketing package where they can market their company through Gopher Sports. So you can pick hockey, you can pick baseball, you can pick football, you can pick basketball, and you can put your logo on the scoreboard, or you can have a commercial on a coach's show, or you can put your tag phrase or catch line or whatever it is inside the stadium. And so I said, this is what I want to do. I want to put ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com in the Ring of Honor at Huntington Bank Stadium. And Brian McDaniel saw it, and he took a picture on social media. He said, Shaletta Brundage is everywhere. I sure am, boyfriend, and I'm right here on CCO Radio. We'll see you after the break. It is 12:07, and instead of being in the downtown Minneapolis studio, I am at my home studio in Cottage Grove. Why? Because portions of 94 are shut down. Okay. And with all this amazing technology we have, there is no sense in me stressing myself out, taking all these detours, sitting in that Saturday traffic when I can instead go shopping at Target. That's what I did with the extra time that I would have had I not gone to work. So since I didn't go to work, I had a little extra time. So I did 2 hours of mindless shopping. That never happens. I feel recharged. I feel refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. Y'all keep the spa. Keep the massages. Keep the gym. Going shopping with no list. Just up and down the aisle. Looking at stuff and picking it up. That did it. That did it for me today. And you know what's going to do it for you? These next 3 hours of the Shaletta Show, we have some amazing guests lined up. There is so much going on in our country. We're going to get to the serious topics in just a moment. But first, we got to have a Saturday celebration because I won an award, and not just any award. Okay, because I've won awards before, you know, But this one is extra special and so prestigious that when I told some of my collaborators and colleagues that I had won it, they were like, please don't act a fool. Please. No, you have to be dignified. This is a very dignified award. And so I was like, I don't know. if I know how to do that. So I asked J.J. Murray. He is the executive director of the Upper Midwest Emmys. And I asked him to come on the show so that I could apologize ahead of time, J.J., because apparently winning the Board of Governors Award is very special, and I need to be dignified, and I've never taken the dignification class, so I don't know how I'm going to behave at the ceremony next month.
Oh, Shaletta, we just want you to be yourself.
That's what I told them. And they were like, oh, no, you got to be dignified. And I was like, I don't want to be dignified. I want to be me. And they were like, no, you have to be dignified. You can't be going in there cutting up and showing out. And so I was like, you know what? Let me have J.J. Murray on my show so that I could publicly apologize to him. It's on record because I plan on just being plain on me when I come to the event next month.
We wouldn't expect anything else. We are so excited to honor you this year, and it's your night, and you make it as fun as you want.
Well, thank you so much. Now, you have got to explain to people what this special designation, this Board of Governors Award is, because some folks think Tim Walz then gave me something. They were like, oh, Tim Walz gave you an award? I said, no, it's the Board of Governors for the Upper Midwest Emmys chapter. And so I've been explaining it to people, but I wanted to come straight from you since you're the executive director. Now, I got the award for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, so you got to back the train all the way up and explain what the award is and why I won.
Well, the Board of Governors Award is decided amongst just our Board of Governors. And our Board of Governors represent video media professionals in our five-state region, which is Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Iowa, and Western Wisconsin. And each year we're looking for a project that just helps people. Something, it's a mission. It's something that you use the power of media to do good. And that's what makes this award so special, because it's not an award about a video that you produced. It is about a project and a mission and a goal that someone sets to help someone else or help our communities be better. And that's what makes this award so special, is because it's about a mission more than a video. And what you did with Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol is something we'd never seen before. It was unique, and you did it by yourself. You did it with you and your people that you know, that you banded together. It wasn't some big corporate thing where somebody said, we're going to give you a big sponsorship so you can do something. This is something you did on your own, and that's what makes it so beautiful.
And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, it all started because I was on a panel with Comcast and small business owners when they gave away the Comcast Rise Grant to Twin Cities businesses shortly after, you know, everything opened back up from COVID. And Steve Groves was with Deed at the time, and I was moderating this panel, and he said, you know, the government's going to have $17 billion in surplus, and so you should all call your legislators and tell them that they can help small businesses with that money. And I was like, dude, we're not calling nobody. You just said $17 billion with a B to a room full of Black people. We going up there. Like, we are literally going to all go up there. And he was like, well, how are you going to do that? I said, I'm going to plan a day at the Capitol. And he was like, ha-ha, Shaletta, that's so funny. And so 2 weeks later, we had Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. I literally called every person that I knew, sent emails, and said, listen, we coming to the Capitol. And we're going to talk to these legislators because they got $17 billion, and we need that money to keep our businesses going. And, you know, people didn't know what to expect. You know, the legislators initially wouldn't talk to us. They didn't know if we were protesting or we were leading with light and love. So they didn't want to have anything to do with us initially. And bless her heart, Carrie Dietzick set up an appointment with Governor Walz. And she pulled a rope-a-dope on him, JJ. When she got to his office, she said, hey, you and I are going to go over to this thing Shaletta's having. And she literally walked him over to the rotunda, and he spoke at the event. And when everybody saw him speaking, that's when all the other legislators came out and were like, oh, well, this is a friendly crowd. Well, let's see what's going on. And then, you know, people were looking for their legislators. Like, we made sure to give them the information they needed to talk to their legislator. And so when they were going up there, they were like, listen, I vote. These are my tax dollars. This is my house. And I want to see my legislator. If he's not or she's not here today and unavailable, put me on their calendar. And so once they saw the dynamic and what was going on, everything shifted. And I really have Carrie Dietzick to thank for that, because had she not tricked Governor Walz into, because that's basically what it was, had she not tricked him to come over to the Capitol Rotunda and speak at that event, I don't know if any legislators would have made themselves available to us. And we had three. The first event was 300 people. The second was 500 people.
Mm-hmm. See, Shaletta, that's what makes you so beautiful, is you get things done. And I think you are the hardest working person in broadcasting media. You are such a go-getter. I enjoy listening to you. I actually listen to you on my lunch breaks on Saturdays when I'm doing other work. And you're just a beautiful person, beautiful human being. And we are just so blessed to be able to give you this honor in October.
Well, I want you to stick around. Hold on for just a second, because we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm not the only one being honored that night. There are dozens of awards that are going to be given out. There's a lot of nominees I want to talk about, and a trend that I see that I'm so proud of. We're talking to J.J. Murray, the executive director of the Upper Midwest Emmys, right here on The Shaletta Show. Oh, yeah, baby. It is 1220 on The Shaletta Show. And on October 19th, we will be celebrating at the Mystic Lake Event Center, because that is the night that the Upper Midwest Emmy celebration will be taking place, the 25th annual awards event. I've got J.J. Murray, the executive director, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. And J.J., I'm not the only one getting an award last night. How many categories do you all have for this year's event? Oh my gosh, there's sports excellence, community service, newscast daytime. So many different categories are here, and so many of our beloved local broadcasters, Boyd Hooper and so many others I could name, you know, are up for the honors.
We have 93 categories, and as you mentioned, we have a variety of having, you know, 93 categories, but news has its own section for newscasts and the way they do news things and news specials and continuing coverage. But we also have categories for those that create what we call short form or long form content. And the reason we call it content is it doesn't have to just be on TV. Entries eligible are from traditional broadcast, cable, community access, educational access, independent producers, commercial houses. It's just anyone who creates video that's intended for an audience in our region. So then we have those programming categories. Then, of course, we have sports categories and the commercials and PSAs and branded content. Then we have a selection of what we call craft categories. And these are your writers, your photographers, your editors, graphic artists, talent. So that is kind of the variety of categories that we offer.
And, you know, I really appreciate it. Talk to me about the evolution, because typically when you think Emmys, you think the TV news outlets. You think Boyd Hooper. You think Jana Shortle. You think, you know, the news directors over at KSTP, you know, for News Director of the Year. All these things. You don't necessarily think Georgia Fort. You don't necessarily think ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, but you all have evolved to, you know, bring in those non-traditional media outlets to be a part of, you know, October 19th and getting the opportunity to be honored for the content that we create.
We do. And it was a evolution that you know, really predates me, but I've been the executive director for 15 years. And we noticed that, you know, back then, with the advent of cable and streaming, we saw streaming coming, and then YouTube, and it's like, it's all video, and mm-hmm. we should include them. So we made the conscious effort to make sure to get the message out, because before, the programming categories were really your public television stations, and there's so much more of that. There's independent producers out there creating great documentaries. We have 50 entries this year from companies or individuals who have never submitted before. And part of that is they just didn't know they were eligible. So we really started doing Emmy on the Road workshops and visiting the different regions and just getting the word out that, hey, if you produce video content that you make public for people in our area, you can submit in our awards.
And, you know, it is really so inclusive. A lot of times, you know, we're on the outside looking in thinking, well, you know, I did some video that was better than that. Or, you know, my stream got, you know, 900,000 hits. And, you know, that's more than, you know, Carol Evan gets, you know, eyes and ears on their broadcast every day. You know, and so you have to look at that. I mean, I think about, you know, an interview I did recently with NBC, and it got 900,000 downloads online. You know, it never made it to the newscast. It was never televised. But where people are consuming their news and information has changed so drastically just in the past 15 years since you've been the executive director, right?
Absolutely. And nowadays, more people are consuming video content on their phones or their computers more than their television sets. In fact, a lot of times they just hook up their computer to their television set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, scroll through YouTube or whatnot, and the video content is out there. It's everywhere from the gas pump, you know, when you're filling up your vehicle, you seeing commercials or whatnot on the gas pump, to the videos that they're creating for the scoreboards and the games. You know, the Vikings submit entries every year. But, you know, other places like in Iowa, they have independent companies that do the stuff for the universities. And it's just great to be able to reach out to anyone who produces video and let them know there's an opportunity to be recognized. And if you like, I can quickly explain how entries are actually judged. Would you like to hear that?
I would love to hear that, because I'm trying to figure out how that process works. Because, you know, I looked at all the nominees and I'm like, okay, so I saw that and that made it and that. So explain to me how this all works.
So you all submit your entries. And then what we do is we trade with other chapters. We judge their entries, they judge ours. So the people judging your entries don't live here. They may live in Washington, D.C., or Atlanta, or Dallas, or San Francisco, or Idaho, or Montana. But they judge your entries, and they judge them on three criteria: content, creativity, and execution. So the content is, are you telling a good story? Is there a good statement? Is there good writing? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The creativity is, what are they doing creatively with the writing, with the photography, with the lighting, with the audio? You know, what are they doing to really, you know, amp things up? And then execution is, how clean is the project? You know, are there any bad video, bad audio, bad editing, you know, things like that? And so they tally the scores from each of those categories, and when we get the numbers back, we don't know what the entries are. They're just numbers, and we're looking at percentages, if you will. So think of it as like school. Those that get an A get an award. Those that get B's and high C's get nominated. Those that don't make that threshold don't receive any recognition. And what's unique about our regional Emmys is it's not a horse race. It's not who gets the highest score wins. Because let's say you have two entries and one scores a 95% and one scores a 94%. Well, our judges clearly thought both of those were excellent. So we will give two awards.
So, that can be a tie.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't even have to be an exact tie because we're honoring excellence. So there may be one award, there may be more than one award, or there may be no awards. And I think this year we had two categories where the entries, the judges just didn't think they were even nomination worthy. So we don't present an award because, you know, let's say a kid gets a, you know, a 55% in class. Should they get an award for a 55% project?
No.
Probably
no, they should not. No, they should not.
So,
no, they
so should we not. Are honoring excellence. And, you know, the things that we do not take into account are ratings, views, or impressions. None of that makes a difference. In our awards, because we're video television awards, we are looking at the video project itself and the content, the creativity, and the execution of the project. So it could have, you know, an independent contractor who may only have 50 views versus someone who has 900,000 views.
But that is good to know because I didn't know if that would factor into it. And I didn't know that you all sent these out so that the people who are watching don't know one of us from the other. They may have never heard of a Boyd Hooper or a Jana Shortle or a Brandi Powell or an Alexis Rogers. They're just looking at the video, the content, and, you know, judging based solely on, you know, what they receive and not having that, you know, and it may not even be an intended bias, you know,
correct,
knowing the person who is on the screen. Okay. Now, I'm going to have to keep you for another segment because this is, I got some very serious question I need to ask you and I want you to answer me. And it's all about the diversity of the folks who are nominated and who will be in the room on October 19th. We're going to continue our conversation with JJ Murray when we come back. It's 12:36 and 63 degrees outside right now. And of course, you knew I was going to start out the Shaletta Show talking about my big award. I was selected to receive the Board of Governors Award from the Upper Midwest Emmys. The award. Thank you. Thank you. I'm bowing and saluting. The award ceremony is on October 18th. My mama's coming up from Houston. My pastor's coming. My sisters are coming. We're going to get the kids all shined up. Sean and I going to sit there like we still married and we're going to have a good time that night. Now, I've been worrying the hell out of poor J.J. Murray. He is the executive director. This is my first time nominating myself at the Emmys. But, J.J., I just have to tell you this story real quick. So, the year was 2007, okay? And I was nominated for an Emmy for my website. It was, at the time, just Shaletta.com, right? And me and my partner, Justin Pahowski, we had $200 in the bank, just enough money to pay the entry fee, but I didn't have enough money to buy a ticket to get into the event, right? So here's what I did. I got dressed up and I sat outside the venue. Like, we didn't eat. Me and Sean were married. We didn't eat. Justin didn't eat. Justin and his wife, Susie, you know, we were young couples. We had no money. And so we sat outside the venue waiting just in case we won. And so, JJ, when they called my name to get in the venue, my friend Beth Jett gave me her name tag. And I walked up and got my award and said my speech with Beth Jett's name on my dress. And I just think it is amazing that here, fast forward to 2024, I got a whole production company. God has been blessing me, you know, with this business as well as financially. And now I'm buying tickets left and right, and we're going to ball out and get us some hotel rooms. And, you know, I was praying the other day and thanking God for blessing me with this honor. And he reminded me about this situation in 2007 when I couldn't even afford to get a ticket. And my friend Beth had to let me borrow her name. So, you know, I call Beth and I'm gonna fly Beth in, and me and Beth gonna be at the award ceremony together. Hello, hello, hello.
That's great. And Justin, I'm glad you little kudos to Justin, because he later joined our board, and he was a big part of that push to find the independent producers, because back then it really was just people starting their own websites and putting video on websites. Mm-hmm. And now look what he's done with his life and career. I mean, what an amazing person, and thanks for giving him a shout out.
Yeah, and you know, he introduced me to the Emmys, and so it was amazing that, you know, to be in a room with all those people and to be back there all these years later, it's going to be so much fun. But you know, I have to tell you, I remember when I was there in 2007, I didn't see a lot of people who looked like me in the room, but this year, I'm looking at CeCe Gaines and Georgia Fort and Alexis Rogers. And I have to tell you, and Brandi Powell, and when these nominations were coming out, all these beautiful black women, we were calling each other and saying, congratulations, congratulations to you too. And one of the categories, Georgia Fort and I are going up against each other. Here's two African-American women with our own production companies, and we're nominated at the Emmys, going up against the Carol Evans and the Fox Nines and the Channel Fours, and having just as much of an opportunity to win as they do. Has it ever been like this, where you have so many black women, because that's what I was looking at, you know, who are out there doing it and being nominated and actually winning?
The numbers keep growing each year. And that is really based because of people choosing to come and work in this wonderful region, you know. And I applaud the companies that are hiring more people of color or people of LGBTQ, because, I mean, we have everybody in the room. We'll have Christians in the room and Muslims and Jews, and we'll have, you know, racial diversity, and even in our show hosts and everything. And then it's really because more people are working here now, and it's the quality of their work. It's not the color of their skin, but given the opportunities in a great area, they can produce great work. And you and Georgia both moved here and just started to take control and do your thing. And it's just awesome to see.
You know, I tell people all the time, social media and the internet are a great equalizer. And you know this as well as I do, because you've been in this business a long time. You know, there was just the big three. And if you didn't work at one of those TV stations and you wanted to work in TV, you either had to move or start selling insurance. And now you don't have to work for anybody. You know, I even tell my young daughter, I say, listen, if you want to go work for somebody, that's fantastic. You go and you work for them and you do a good job. But just know that you can be creative and work for yourself. And just Georgia's daughter seeing her and my daughter seeing me, and so many people looking up to Alexis and CeCe and Brandi, it really is giving the next generation of black female broadcasters an opportunity to have options where you don't have to wait for ESPN or, you know, Fox 9 or KSTP to call you back. You can go out and create your own content and be just as, if not more, successful. I never made this much money working at Channel 5 or WCCO or My Talk. I'm making money on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That's my own company. And it's just amazing that I can be a light and an example for other women who want to step out there and do their own thing.
Well, more and more people are doing exactly what you did. They cut their teeth working for a company, and they work there for, you know, a few years, but then they just decide to go out on their own. And some of them will join another smaller company, commercial production company, or some will just do what you did and just did your own thing. But that's what's happening more and more, is people are getting the experience working at the companies, but then they want more of a life with their family, and it may be easier to be able to produce content in another world.
And, you know, you are when you have that diversity in these awards and people who look like me and Georgia and Alexis and Brandy, you know, get on social media and start talking about the fact that we won this. It just offers so much hope, and it offers another thing that folks are going to put on their bingo cards. Because I'm telling you, the last Emmy I won was in 2007. It's sitting right here in my house. I didn't think about nominating any of the work that I did, you know, for the Emmys, because I didn't even realize that I could as an independent, you know, broadcaster until I saw Georgia Fort win last year. I said, well, hell, if Georgia can win, me too. And that's when we, you know, put some nominations together and start submitting our work.
Well, and I applaud you for what you do, and you are an amazing professional. I can't imagine what it's like to be in your head. You are like, go, 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 go.
You know what? I tell you, God gives me the grace. Somebody was asking me yesterday, I know you're tired. I was like, I'm not tired. I wake up and God just blesses me with so many creative ideas, which is why I'm nominated in one category twice. Hello. The only competition I got is me. I was talking to one of my collaborators, Kevin Berger, and she was like, there's got to be a way for you to nominate some of these almanacs that you've done. And I said, well, you know, I don't think so, Kevin. She was like, yeah, I believe that there's got to be a category. So we went through all the categories and we found one. What is it, like entertainment content up to 15 minutes? Is that the title?
Yep.
And so we nominated the Almanac Show. So we put them all together and we were selected. But the thing is, I told Kevin, I said, you know what was really funny? The funniest thing that I did all during that voting period, I said, was when I taught Jana Shortle how to say bring your ass on Care 11. I said, now that was funny. That got more clicks and more hits and more laughs than anything I had ever done. And she said, well, go ahead and nominate it. And so both things, my almanacs on Friday nights that I do on TPT, as well as me teaching Jana Shortle how to say bring your ass, are both nominated for that entertainment short form content. So, I mean, I could potentially that night have five trophies if I tie with myself. If I tie myself, if I get two, I could tie with myself and get two awards in one case. So I'm gonna bring a wagon. You know, I got my babies are big now, but I still got them wagons. So when I come to the award ceremony, I'm gonna tell you how I'm rolling in there. I'm gonna have my face on the back of my jacket, and we gotta find out who the first Black woman to win the Upper Midwest Emmy was, because I'm gonna get that woman's face on a T-shirt. I'm going to have on some black leather pants like Eddie Murphy and some boots with some chains on them. And then I'm going to have my wagon. Okay. I'm going to have my wagon, because when I win those five awards, because I'm guessing I'm going to tie with myself. How can I beat me? They're going to have to give me two awards in the category. I can't beat me. Right. So that means five awards. So I'm going to have my kid baby wagon, the little stroller. I'm going to bring my baby wagon, and I'm going to just be dumping. You know, when I get my awards, I'm going to put them in the wagon. So I'm going to ride around. I'm going to walk around all night with all my awards in the baby wagon. So that's how I'm going to set it off. I'm telling you now so you won't be surprised. I can't be dignified. I thought about it. It's just not who I am. I got to show up as me, and I'm just going to apologize ahead of time.
Well, and I hope you have a wonderful time, because it is great to throw a party like this and honor people for excellence. And it's unique because 90% of the audience isn't going to win anything. And
yes,
it's kind of hard to, you know, you have this big celebration, but then there's always disappointment when people don't get the Emmy. And, you know, it's an up and down evening.
Yeah. And but you know what? Just, you know, that's something that you can always say. I'm an Emmy nominated, whatever, or, you know, Emmy award winning. So that either way it goes, you know, you are still winning, because some of these categories had 50 or so nominations. And if you are in the top three or four or five, you know, that really does mean something. I'm saying that now, but let me not win and see, don't I turn it out?
Well, we did have one category this year that had 30 entries.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, and maybe six got nominated. So, I mean, it is, and, you know, some people are like, oh, I just have only been nominated. Still, you're nominated. Mm-hmm. And that is an honor in and of itself.
Yeah.
And,
yes, it is.
You know, so I hope people, everybody just takes away from the evening that it's a wonderful event and we got to recognize people. We got to talk to other people and get our pictures taken and eat some good food and just have a big party.
Yes, it's going to be fun. And I thank you for having fun with me on the radio. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. You all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 12:53. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so excited to have you joining me today. I will be here until 3 o'clock. I've got so many amazing guests coming on the show today. One that I'm so looking forward to talking to is Dr. Quint Lester. They call him the fun dentist. His tagline is no fear, only fun. He is opening up a new dental practice in Maplewood. He's an African-American dentist, young man, four beautiful children, three daughters and a son. His wife is amazing. They're members of my church. And, you know, we were talking to them and we've been to their house and, you know, he just casually drops on me. I'll be opening a new dental practice. I'm trying to, you know, erase the racial barriers that prevent, you know, people in communities of color or who don't have insurance to go to the dentist. And I was like, you a dentist? We should be calling you doctor. This is what I don't understand. You let me get any kind of doctorate. I don't care if it's honorary. You calling me Dr. Shaletta. Okay. So this man is a dentist, and he's letting us call him Quint. No, brother, you are Dr. Lester. I don't care if it's a doctorate of education. If you got that much education, if you have taken the time, if you have dedicated yourself and got that much additional college schooling, and you get a doctorate of any kind, you should be. Let me get even an honorary doctorate. Y'all gonna be sick of me. I'm going to require you to call me Dr. Shaletta. Every one of my shirts is going to say Dr. Shaletta. I might put Dr. Shaletta on the side of the 9-seater minivan. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty for y'all if I get a doctorate. So I don't know what university is listening, but if anybody out there wants to really really stick it to Jason DeRusha and Chad Hartman and Adam Carter. If you don't like those guys and you really want to get on their last nerve, please give me an honorary doctorate degree. I promise you, I will not disappoint. I will walk through the halls of WCCO Radio and say, is there a doctor in the house? I will play all the Dr. Dre music on all the speakers throughout the building. They will be so tired of me that everybody will be working remotely from home. Okay, I probably will be the only one in the building. Don't give me no honorary doctorate. Please don't. Not unless you want to stick it to Jason, Chad, Adam, Dan Cook, too, because sometimes he be tripping. If that's, you know, one of your goals on your bingo card for 20 and 24, that's what you need to do. And, you know, I love the fact that people who are listening to the show are also on social media. You know, before Josh came to produce for me, I was my own producer. I was producing and hosting and doing social media in real time, covering breaking news, updating the website. You know, a sister got gifts. And so now that Josh is here, I can scroll through social media and see what everybody's talking about. And Brian McDaniel is at Huntington Bank Stadium and his tagline says Shaletta Brundage is everywhere. I don't know if y'all have seen this, but I won an award. I won a contest. So National American Banking Company, they partner with Gopher Sports and Learfield, and they pick a small business that's doing good community work, and they give them a $20,000 marketing package where they can market their company through Gopher Sports. So you can pick hockey, you can pick baseball, you can pick football, you can pick basketball, and you can put your logo on the scoreboard, or you can have a commercial on a coach's show, or you can put your tag phrase or catch line or whatever it is inside the stadium. And so I said, this is what I want to do. I want to put ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com in the Ring of Honor at Huntington Bank Stadium. And Brian McDaniel saw it, and he took a picture on social media. He said, Shaletta Brundage is everywhere. I sure am, boyfriend. And I'm right here on CCO Radio. We'll see you after the break.